This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions podcast. Today's episode is... Oh my god, I forgot. Oh my god, wait, what is it? I forgot.
America's Next Top Model.
And today I'm joined with my friend...
Trinity.
And actually, specifically, we're going to be talking about America's Next Top Model on Netflix, but even more specifically than that, season 19. Because that's the only one we've seen, because that's the only one that's on Netflix besides season 20. Mm-hmm. So, let's just get into it. So, I mean, you know, when did you, have you always, like, I feel like I've kind of always known about the show, but I've never watched it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's never been on Netflix and I'm not going to pay for it. That's pointless.
Yeah.
So, is the first time that you watched it on Netflix too?
So, it's the first time I've actually watched it. I remember I saw one clip just, like, on YouTube one time and I thought it was, like, crazy because obviously, like, Tyra Banks was yelling at this guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening, but yeah. I actually started watching it recently, though, because I saw that it was on Netflix, and I just got, like, you know, kind of, like, the
album. Yeah, no. I saw it, too, and I was like, wow, this is so weird. Like, I've never actually seen the show. And then I was gonna start watching it, but actually tonight, this is a very, spur-of-the-moment decision record this episode. Yeah. Tonight, Trinity came over to my house, and we started watching America's Top Model. We planned to do it, and then... All of a sudden, we're, what, like, 8 episodes in?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Eight episodes. That's kind of all we've done tonight. And,
Pretty much. And
we kind of have a lot to talk about.
Oh, we do,
about
yeah.
the 19th season.
Most definitely. A lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. So, to set the scene, basically, America's Next Top Model is kind of like, it's like those shows where somebody leaves every week and in the end there's a winner. So, that's, like, the situation.
Just a super, like, 2000s-esque show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was probably one of the first, because since it ran for 20 seasons, it probably came out in 95.
Yeah, around that, definitely.
Or 93. No, how? 94.
There'd be no way of knowing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know, man. But, and basically it has a host, Tyra Banks, and she just, and basically they just do, the contestants just do photo shoots every week, and then... get sent home, and then eventually one wins. Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And they win a ton of money, photo shoots, so much drama, fun photo shoots, all this stuff. And they live in a house, kind of like Big Brother, and they show, like, clips of that and stuff.
Yeah.
So, this season is, I'm assuming, pretty different. This season, I guess they call them cycles, right?
Yeah, they call them cycles instead of seasons, which is... Mm-hmm. Really interesting.
Yeah, I think it's weird. Like, why? And for
exactly.
what?
Exactly.
But this cycle is all about college, which they really haven't incorporated that much.
And it's because Tyra Banks graduated from Harvard, might I add.
Oh, I totally forgot that. And they actually had a contestant from Harvard that dropped out the third episode. Yeah.
Third episode.
Yeah.
Willingly. And then she,
Her name was what, Mia?
Maria.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah.
Maria.
And she was very rude to one of the judges.
We weren't big fans of her.
Not in the least. She didn't give it her all.
So, you know what? I think we should just get into the characters.
Let's go, yeah.
So
who's your favorite?
Okay, well, before that, at the beginning of the show, there's 30 contestants, and I was like, this seems like kind of a lot. Is this show going to run for like 20 episodes or something? But then you come to find out that in the first episode, 17 people get cut from the show. Mm-hmm. That is so fun to watch. It's kind of sad, but it's exciting to see who gets picked.
Especially to see who's so cocky about
yes!
it and then gets shot
That's
down.
That's the most fun. And... Like, there was this girl that was meowing. I kind of thought she was going to get in and then get kicked out off the second episode.
I'm so glad they didn't let her in.
But after that, based on first impressions, I liked Nastasia the most.
Yeah.
Just because she looked like she had the most personality. I really liked the girl with glasses.
Oh, the quirky girl. What's her name?
I don't know.
Jessie.
Yeah. So, by the way, obviously this is gonna have spoilers. So she got kicked off the first challenge.
Yeah.
Which came as kind of a surprise to me, even though obviously she flopped.
Exactly. I think that they were like looking for specific types of like roles to fill, and she was like the quirky girl with the quirky look, aside from Victoria, except a different type of quirky, definitely.
Right.
But they only had her for one episode, which was really unexpected.
I think what it really came down to was that they only needed one quirky girl. They probably, like, come on. They probably, like, know who's going to be the 13 before they invite. Like, even though they invite 30 people, they probably know who they're going to pick.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't realize that they were picking two, quote-unquote, quirky girls. And then once they did, they had to get rid of one of them quickly because it's a model show.
True, yeah.
I mean, it's a supermodel show.
I definitely do think there is an influence to it. For example, with one character in particular, Kristen, who isn't very good at modeling, but she's
just like conventionally mean. Super attractive also.
Yeah,
like that's her whole thing. Like, she's super attractive. I kind of root for her.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I haven't finished it. Trinity's farther than me, but she hasn't finished it either.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of root for her only because she's like the villain. And it's just kind of fun to root for the villain.
Because
it's like, it's something you would never do, but it's like, it's fun to like live vicariously through the villain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. I think she's, you know, just like very dramatic and always finds like a bone to pick with everybody and anyone with that.
Yeah, I think she's really motivated to not do well herself, but to make sure that other people flop and fail.
Exactly.
So it's really weird. Like, her main goal is to get other people out rather than to win. And I think, I'm assuming that's going to end up being her downfall. I just can't imagine that she's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think before, oh my God, I keep forgetting her name. Lila. Lila ended up being my favorite. She's known for kind of being like, I don't know how to, edgy, I guess. But yeah. Different looking. And she, to me, she looks the most high fashion.
I completely agree. Yeah. I think she has a tooth gap and she has like wider set eyes and she just like looks high fashion to me.
Yeah,
whereas other characters may be pretty, but that doesn't mean their face is interesting enough to be a model.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, Kristen looks like, I can't even imagine where I would see her face.
She looks just so, like, all-American, like, stereotypical, like, pretty blonde girl to me.
Yeah, maybe, like, Miss America.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
She's just,
and
like,
then,
a conventionally attractive, but that's about all she has going for her.
And then there's this weird relationship that forms between Lila and Laura. And Laura's kind of, they're friends at first, but slowly, because they end up being basically the top, unspoken, the top models. They kind of, Kristen helps to spark a rivalry between them.
Yeah, and like separate them that way.
And weirdly enough, in my opinion, I think it's so weird, Lila gets kicked off super early, like episode 6, which out of what? There's probably like 12 episodes?
Yeah, I think there's like 11.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, so
12, yeah.
So it's not that early, but considering the fact that she was like everybody's guess for the next model, like everybody thought she was gonna win, and I think so. I don't know, I just think
also,
it's kind of,
we haven't mentioned the fact that they can, that somebody's gonna come back.
Oh, so this is very interesting. In the first elimination, well, besides the 6-17 people, Sally or whatever gets out. Jesse gets out, and then they have this flash forward, and it's like, but one person will come back. And so I was just like, oh, it's Jesse, because they're showing Jesse, but starting to think that it's not Jesse. I think we just finished episode 8.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And it really seems like Lila is going to be the one to come back, because weirdly enough, in this cycle, another thing besides the college thing, because that's not enough, is that the fans get to be the fourth judge, but they also are weighted, they have like a higher weight, like they get a bigger decision than everyone else, which is weird because fans don't actually know anything about modeling. Like,
and it's interesting too because it's like 2014, around that time, and it's not like you can, it's just like do a Twitter poll and like count them up, you know. It's
they don't explain how they did it, and I also don't understand, like, I don't really get how the filming process works.
Mm-mm.
Like, do they really film it, and then 2 weeks later it goes up? Like, how is there enough time to record, like, the time span, if you think about it? They have a challenge, then the next day they have an alleged elimination, but the fans would then need to pick it, and then, like, logistically speaking, they would have to do oh my god, this is so hard to explain. The next week would have to be coming up soon enough. So how would the fans exactly. not know what was happening next week already? Like, the timeline doesn't make sense
to me.
And,
like, counting up those votes so however they do.
It doesn't seem real. It does not seem real. And also the people that get kicked off, like Lila, that just does not make sense. Like, yeah. her picture that she got out on was pretty bad, but...
Also, I just feel like they should use... the other weeks as an influence in the vote, which
or something, because yeah. it's so weird that somebody that was like doing so well, yeah, literally, like her picture was pretty flawed, but
yeah,
I mean, I mean that challenge was just not good. Like,
it was just one off
cheerleading.
Week,
like, when what advertiser would exactly. use that? I don't.
And
get
everybody
that.
Was everybody had off pictures that week, in my opinion, yeah. except for like
Kristen,
which was
maybe.
Her one good challenge, by the way.
Challenge. Oh my god, Victoria.
Okay. We have to have
a minute at least right. for Victoria.
Quite a few. She's essentially this like anomaly. Overly quirky anomaly.
Yeah. And I mean, not that I've seen another season. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say that she's for sure an anomaly.
Oh yeah. And she's not to stereotype or generalize or anything. But she's homeschooled, and she's also going to this online college.
Listen.
And she just seems so very sheltered.
Listen, no shade to anyone that's homeschooled. Exactly. I'm actually homeschooled right now. Trinity's homeschooled right now. We're all
it's
homeschooled
so
right now.
Like, I didn't even think about that.
It's just like, we are getting less social interaction right now, and it's impacting us in a negative way.
She's like the stereotypical homeschooled kid, is
yes,
the thing.
Yes, and it's not like homeschooling's bad, but it's only exactly. good for very specific people. If I was homeschooled my whole life, I would be a wreck. I need so much social interaction. Like, quarantine was H-E double hockey sticks for me. Like,
I don't swear on this. Okay.
If you're wondering.
We can deal with that.
Yeah. You can, but I'll just cut it out.
Okay.
But, so, Victoria, we didn't even explain.
And she...
So,
there you go.
Okay, I feel like I've been... Okay. So, this girl.
Just...
The first episode opens up. She's honestly the main character in the show. She gets the most, I would say, the most airtime.
I definitely would see that.
They spend, like, minutes on her talking
and
heads.
Her relationship with her mother.
Her relationship. There's these crying shots of her on the phone, like, just wailing to her mother, and her mother's just, like, normally talking.
It's so weird.
But she's a very good model, and she really, like, she's
it's
not...
It's so surprisingly good, too.
Yeah.
Like, in particular, there was this one challenge where she had to be in the nude mm-hmm. and with a male model, and we both thought, like, she's gonna
not
be
awkward,
comfortable. She's
because she kind of gives off the prude vibe.
Exactly, and... Yeah, let's...
Is that not okay to say?
That's okay to say. I was just gonna add the virgin thing, but that's kind of...
Well, she admitted that she was.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's it's not that... She's 18, so
exactly. Like, that's... It's fine. She was saying she wasn't interested in any... in having a boyfriend or losing her virginity, and she wants to save herself. So we didn't expect her to be comfortable in that situation.
But
in
she
the
was...
Nude,
she totally took
model.
It as a... job and not something
and her shot won. It was really good. I really liked it.
I was so unexpected and I was pleased. I thought that
truly.
You kind of made me expect that I was gonna dislike her, but she's growing on me still.
I think that, like, in the beginning I personally really liked her and I thought, like, well, yeah, she's quirky, yeah, she's kind of crazy, but she's not doing anything wrong. However, I feel after a long time, it gets very old, and I think she has a very sneaky side to her.
I think she is hypercritical of everyone, mm-hmm. but also kind of rightfully so. I mean, she's really good at what she
Others
does.
Others are hypercritical, but I feel like she tries to portray herself as not being hypercritical when she is.
Oh, see, I just don't feel that way. And mm-hmm. I just feel like... Yeah. Wrong time for her. Like, maybe you should have waited, like, 10 years. Like, she's so, I guess, yeah, like, immature.
I think
she doesn't have the life experience that most of these other girls do. So it's really hard to, like, she's still homeschooled at, in college as an 18-year-old. She's doing
online
school.
Yeah.
So, and it's not like, it's not like that's necessarily bad for everyone. But again, if you don't have any social interaction in your life, and we don't 100% know that, but that's the narrative that's painted, it's not going to be a good...
And they're saying how she never talks about having friends or anything.
Yeah.
Which is an assumption, but at the same time, I think it's a reasonable assumption at that.
Absolutely.
And she always talks about her mom, but not having any friends. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I concur. And... I don't know. I don't think there's anything else about her. I don't really know what happens with her. Basically, mm-hmm. I kind of quickly picked up, and Trinity helped me with this, that the intro video is, like, the last five contestants.
Yeah.
So, like, it's pretty easy to figure out who's staying, so it kind of ruins it. I think there's a few really forgettable girls that make it kind of far, like Alyssa. She did not have a storyline, and it makes sense because she got out and... I think they didn't give her a storyline because she didn't have any drama and she wasn't super good. And Yvonne, is that? I forget.
Yvonne, yeah.
I already forgot. Yeah, Yvonne, she was good at first and started getting frustrated. Like, a lot of the girls kind of, well, at least were painted in a way that they thought modeling was going to be super easy and then it wasn't and then they got mad about it. I'm not sure how true that is. I mean, obviously it's edited in so many ways, but, you know.
Yeah, truly.
Advertisement. Have I told you about Shein? Shein is the best, the cheapest online clothing and lifestyle retailer I have ever found. Shein sells some of my favorite clothing that is up to date on literally every trend. For example, cow print. When you go to Shein and look up cow print, there is 378 results. You guys, I am not kidding. This is the real deal. Oh, by the way, a literal cami top, which could not be more in right now, is $5. They are not messing around, you guys. When you go to the link in my description of this episode right now, you can check out the New Year's deals that are anywhere from 30 to 80% off site-wide. I know I'm making a big deal about this, guys, but if you haven't ordered from Shein before, I totally recommend it. Again, you can go to the link in my description of this episode to check out the amazing deals. And I just want to thank Shein so much for sponsoring this episode.
How are you, like, right now feeling about Laura after a few episodes?
Okay, so I think we have different views on Laura.
Yeah,
so
I think that's fair.
Laura was, we explained this a little bit, but Laura was friends with Leela, then kind of backstabbed her a little bit to be friends with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, Laura's biggest competition is Leela, and it's kind of hard to be friends with your biggest competition. And Kristen mm-hmm. is not as much competition.
That's true.
So it kind of was a good competitive decision to kind of kick her to the curb. Was it the best friendship decision? No, but she did say that she wasn't here for friends.
Yeah. I think it was a bit snaky of her.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like...
She's not obliged to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the jury's out on her. I think she's this for sure one of the top three models.
I don't like how she portrays herself. Is that different from the other girls, though?
Okay, but I think she's better.
Yeah, yeah. But in the sense of, like, she... And it's fine to have, like, bodily insecurities, etc., of course. But at the same time, she always kind of... She subtly shames, like, the other girls and calls them, like, boyish-looking at times. You see this more in future episodes.
Oh, okay. Because I've never heard that.
Yeah, she... There's, I think, two scenarios where she calls, like, the other models, like, boyish-looking physique-wise.
That's
and,
not great.
Yeah, and not, like, in being, like, stick-thin, etc. And she portrays herself and she's like, I'm just here to represent, like, healthy girls or whatever. And that's, I think, is kind of snaky because, for one, I mean, I'm obviously not one to dictate, like, what her weight is compared to the other girls, but she doesn't look that different from the other girls, in my opinion. And also, I think it's unfair to say that she's healthy looking. I mean, she's healthy when the, inferring that the other girls are not, when you can be healthy and skinny.
Absolutely.
Etc. Like, everybody has, like,
and that's
different...
kind of the game of, supermodels. Not that there can't be plus size models, but but supermodels have a specific look that you're not going to see even in a conventionally attractive person. Like, we see with Kristen, she's not the most successful one. And I would say, I'm not sure if she's the most conventionally attractive one, but she's up there. And she's not, she's made it a long way, but that's purely based on fans, I think. Like, the fans are just voting for the hottest ones, which is kind of annoying, but yeah, that's what, exactly. That's the problem. Like, she'd be out so early if it weren't for them.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I'm trying to think of other girls that we haven't talked about.
I feel like Nastasia is so slept on.
She is so underrated. Literally almost every one of her looks, I would say, are in the top three. And I think she was really robbed in the zombie photo shoot. Especially. And I don't get the thing with her height. Especially when she's like 5'8". Like, that's not...
I think she's 5'9".
But I don't think she's lying. Like, you have to get measured to be on the show. So
exactly.
It's not like obviously they're gonna make the joke and they're gonna make paint it that way, but I don't think she's that short. And that's such a stupid storyline. It's really boring.
Yeah.
And I think she just doesn't get as much airtime is because she's not as dramatic.
I think she is very versatile. She makes different expressions than some of the other girls do. She has a beautiful face,
and
beautiful
hair. I love her hair.
She has these amazing curls, and she's like blonde, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, she always just knows how to pose, in my opinion. But like, nobody ever talks about her as being like serious competition, which I think is truly unfair. Because I think she has a high fashion model, and she's like one of the most high fashion looking models.
Absolutely. My ranking would probably go, I don't know. I would probably go Lila, based on like how good I think they would be in high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have looked at their Instagrams. Lila is,
well,
one of the most successful ones from that season, at least.
From
cycle.
What I've seen, yeah.
Yeah. But I would say Lila, and then... it's really a tie between Laura and Nastasia, but...
I would put Nastasia first, because I feel like Nastasia just has more of a high fashion, different look to her, as opposed to Laura. But also, I do think they kind of gave Laura a bit of a tough makeover.
Yeah, honestly, it did not look great for... Although, like... You know, with high fashion, you kind of got to look different, and she didn't. She had brown hair, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
she had
not
brown
different.
Hair. And
honestly,
they dyed her hair
if you guys want to, I don't know Laura's last name, so if you don't want to look up Laura from America's Next Top Model, look up Hannah Meloche. She looks exactly the same. Like, a little bit of a, like, wider face, maybe? Maybe that was the difference?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
or,
know.
Like,
but,
built, maybe? Like,
yeah,
cheekbone-wise?
Yeah. But they're very similar looking.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it's important to be very unique when you're in high fashion. And I think, from my very educated opinion on fashion, but but I think Lila is so good because her tooth gap is so, like...
It's amazing.
So perfect.
And
for
she
that.
Has such a natural look to her, which I think, especially nowadays, in 2020, is just very sought after. I feel like she could be, like, a Glossier model, for
exactly,
example.
Exactly, exactly. It's time to talk about Kiara, I believe, because we haven't yet.
I love her. Okay. I think, despite there were a few dramas involving her...
Quite a few.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of unexpected, because I don't feel like she's that dramatic. She does speak her mind, but she's, like, short, sweet, and, like, calm about it. She's not aggressive or abrasive by any means.
Except when,
in my opinion.
What was that one girl that they got in a fight over her staying up too late?
I can't think of her name.
I don't know, but whatever. She got kicked out pretty early, and she was also siding with Kristen a lot, which I don't really like. Even though I said I like Kristen, whatever. It's double standards. I don't care. Kiara, like, tells it as it is, and she's very determined, and she is a threat to kind of everybody. And she's not, like, the underdog, but for whatever reason, everybody gets in fights with her, and it's almost like they try and edit it against her.
I think it,
but,
like
it doesn't work. Like, I still am on her side. Like,
they try
every
to do
time,
it to make her look bad,
but
it just
never
doesn't
works.
Work.
It never
yeah.
works. Yeah, I don't get that. I think she's great, and I think she's probably, I'm guessing, has had a great career.
I think she's constructive. Mm-hmm. I think she's very constructive, and she's beautiful.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think going back to Nastasia, like, we just finished out with the episode, right before we recorded this, we just finished out with the episode where they did the, like, trashy photo shoot,
yeah,
wasn't it called?
Yeah, I think so.
And to me, the only one that was, would be a relevant picture now Like, a lot of them looked like they were from 2013, because they were. But I think the only one that would still look good was Nastasia's. And she was, like, in the shower, like, with this,
makeup streaming down her face.
Yeah, and, like, a really good outfit that would still look good today in a modeling, like, Instagram or something. So I just wanted to...
And I loved the flash on it and everything. I would save it to your Pinterest board, you know?
Sure.
It was just... It was super cool, definitely. Yeah.
So, we've both talked about this girl... that I'm about to say. And neither of us really liked her. And can you guess who it is?
Disney girl?
No.
No. Okay.
But Destiny.
All right. I go back and forth.
She's kind of aspects. She's kind of a mean girl hiding behind something.
Something.
Like, I don't know what she like being censored. I
also had misinterpreted something she said, which definitely changed my opinion on it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, I know what you're talking about. So, yeah. With a lot of them, like, they did this with Laura and Destiny and probably other people, they replay their talking heads, which if you don't know, it's like an interview. Learn that from The Office Ladies. Shout out. Best podcast. Better than this one.
They should take us on their podcast.
They should. We're so knowledgeable. We were on The Office.
We were actually extras.
Yeah.
We were Jim and Pam's babies.
Pans, yeah. Jim and Pam's babies. Yeah. But I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, well, they keep replaying these talking heads, and I don't know if they're trying to make it sound like they just talk about it a lot, or they're just trying to bring it back since these used to air weekly.
Yeah, I do think they're trying to give flashbacks, but then it comes off as, like, them just, like, editing... the talking heads, like, over and over, so it sounds like they're saying it over and over. And
because for a while we thought they were, and it makes them look a lot worse when they're just, like, especially trying to win based off of their struggles, but that's not what it ended up being. But I still didn't like Destiny. I didn't really like her attitude. I didn't think she was as good. But the picture she got out on was totally unfair. Like, either we don't know about the control they have over their makeup, or they're just getting totally screwed, because her makeup was not flattering for her face. And they told her, Tyra even told her, like, sorry, I was just shocked. My computer just died. but Tyra even said, like, you don't know how to use your face. And they put this makeup that was totally not going to work for
black
her.
Black
eyeshadow over her.
And it made it look like she didn't have a double eyelid. Or a hooded eyelid.
What's the eyes that are, like, that are set in?
Hooded eyes?
No, set, like, in your eyes. Like, I kind of have them.
I think you could just say, like...
I forgot what they're called. Sunken? Whatever. She had eyes that were set.
No offense to sunken,
set,
but...
set. Oh, yeah, sunken, right?
Yeah,
she had sunken set eyes, which obviously isn't a bad thing. She's a model. But, like, if you're gonna put something on that hides eyes that are already in a shadow, kind of, it's, like, not gonna work. And it didn't. And that's not her fault, I don't think.
It was for a zombie photo shoot, and it made her look scary, but not zombie scary. Just, like, it just didn't look right on her.
Bleak. Like, it just was bleak.
Completely.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
So, I guess... the one girl that we haven't talked about is Disney Girl.
Oh, Disney Girl. Brittany.
So, right off the bat, I didn't like her. I don't like adults that like Disney. That is prejudice that I hold. I just, like, it screams millennial.
Truly, yeah.
And it's not like I don't like millennials, but...
I get what you're saying.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Not gonna speak
valid,
on that.
Sorry.
Obviously, I resent the people that are older
than me. I did like her at the beginning because she did surprisingly well in these photo shoots.
I think she's been robbed a few times. Like, I think she did exceptionally well in the zombie one.
And surprisingly well, because she doesn't have, like, astounding, like,
she doesn't look like she would be a model. And that is not, like, she's not pretty.
Yeah, it's just
like, when we're talking about looks like a model, we mean, like, that weird look.
Yeah, exactly.
Not,
and just, like,
not weird, but, like, I don't even know how to...
unique,
like, a model.
You know?
Unique, yeah.
She looks like... she
and
comes
she kinda
off
looks,
looking, like, generic, yeah, like, 30-year-old, you
right,
know?
And you know what's weird? Like, they always say I keep saying Nastasia. Nastasia. They keep saying she looks short. I think that Disney Girl looks short.
Completely, yeah.
Wait, can we just get Disney Girl's name for reference? I forget her
Brittany.
Name. Brittany. Okay, Brittany. Yeah, they keep making Brittany look short. Like, I don't know why they don't mention that. But she's so far. I think she's way too far in the competition. I think she's kind of fallen off.
I agree.
And she's also getting a super bad attitude about not winning.
She's definitely... and I think what's wrong with her attitude... I get having an attitude, but the way she treats other people is, I think, mainly very hypocritical. For example, like, they were doing the microphone thing, mm-hmm. and Laura was like, "Hey, I'm Laura," and she was like, "I think she's a little too hi, I'm Laura," and then she went, "Hey, I'm Brittany."
Yeah, she did like the same thing, and exactly, I think she's just a little bit ungrateful. And the fact that like you're not winning, like, that doesn't speak to mm-hmm. people not seeing you. It just speaks to like, just change it up. Just
yeah.
And she started doing it, and honestly, only Tyra noticed. Yeah. But now she's getting better, but her attitude's getting worse, and I'm mm-hmm. assuming that's gonna be her downfall.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna make a guess of who the winner is. Well, how many people are there now that won't be when you get to the final? How many people are in the final episode?
Let me think. This is gonna take me a second. I'm blanking a little bit. Wait. So, Laura. Ooh. I should say that. No. 1, 2.
Obviously, Laura, though.
Yeah, true.
I projected 3. Laura and, maybe? I can't remember her, Leela, being there at the end. I said that at the first episode.
You did.
I knew they were going to be there. They just mm-hmm. look it.
I think 3, maybe 4 people. I forgot if one girl stays or goes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think 3.
So I'm going to project that Laura wins by a smidgen.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I originally thought Leela was going to win.
I do think, though, Laura gets a bit rattled.
I agree with that, but my only reservation with Leela mm-hmm. that I didn't hold when they talked about it is that she can't runway walk.
Yeah, true.
Which I didn't notice. Like, I thought she was doing great, but mm-hmm. they said she wasn't, and I'm just gonna trust their opinion because they definitely know more. And though not all models need to, like, it's definitely, like, a big part
especially
of modeling.
It's a smaller part in the show as well.
Yeah, but like, but Laura can do it all.
True.
And she's cutthroat. Like,
like,
Leela was trying to make friends with Laura, and Laura kind of used that against her.
Yeah.
And then double backed.
Yeah.
And was like, "I can't believe you've done this."
But, yeah, exactly.
Like, I just think she has the attitude of being a winner, and I think she's going to win. And she has family that come from the entertainment world, and they're super successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we keep getting replayed on
episodes. Oh, the Dynasty thing.
Yeah, Dynasty, and her mother was Miss America or whatever.
In Australia. Yeah. Miss Australia.
So, mm-hmm. I think Laura's going to win. How about you?
I honestly kind of sometimes lean towards Leela,
mm-hmm.
just because I think she can do such a good picture, and she's can be very versatile.
Yeah.
However, I don't know if, like, in 2014 they're gonna view her as high fashion, or if she's just like high fashion nowadays.
That is such a good point. I did not think about that till right mm-hmm. now. Like, we've been thinking about it all in terms of oh my god, yeah, Laura's way more 2014 approachable. And whoever the third girl is, she's not winning. Like, I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
From the beginning, like, I knew it was those
energy.
Two. Like, they just, like, it's not even like they spend the most time on them. Maybe Victoria's to the end. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say, though. Or I don't want to know. But I know that it's not going to be that third girl, so.
I think another thing about America's Next Top Model is, even when some people are doing bad, if they are making a ruckus, if I say, in the house, I think will have some influence on their scores because
they say
longer.
It doesn't, and they say, like, well, now it doesn't, but in the real world it will. But mm-hmm. then Yvonne goes home for yelling at whatever that guy that keeps the social media scores.
But whoa. How
something boy.
Brian Boy.
I
love Brian Boy.
Yeah, but overall, I'm excited to watch and different season of it, because I'm really interested in seeing how anomalous this season is compared to the others.
Yeah, the reason I actually chose to do season 19 instead of 20 because it was like an all-female cast versus bringing guys in, and I wasn't in my
let me check how many seasons of this show there are, because
I
think 20 is probably the last one.
That'd be kind of wild. I don't know, because
so they like try to switch it up too much and it loses or it fails.
That's true.
24 seasons. I'm 24. So wrong. Jeez.
That's
oh wait, wild. It started in 2003, so they went
hard.
So they did 2 a year.
That might make sense with the voting,
though. Yeah. I was kind of surprised it started in the 90s. I was like, how is that possible?
So yeah, especially with Tyra Banks. I don't know when she gained popularity, but...
Yeah.
I love Tyra, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh.
I absolutely did not expect her to be... I'm so pleasantly surprised with the mm-hmm. culture that is...
Completely.
That is at least portrayed, like, yeah. of like, not, disordered, like,
yeah.
a culture and stuff.
Like, anti-disordered eating.
Yeah, like, she's really against that, and I think that's good to see, whether, I don't know how true it is or not, it's just good to put that on TV, even if it is just a facade, like, people know that, like, these models just, hopefully, just happen to be like this.
Yeah.
And they're not forcing it. Or exactly. if they are, it's healthy, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's just worth noting, and that they did technically have plus size models, even though they hardly did, and most of them got out.
For the age, I feel like, or for its time, I feel like it was definitely better, because Project Runway, they took a while to have plus size models, but...
Because isn't that just designers, though?
Yeah, yeah, it that's is, so but, weird. Like, who they, like, put their clothes on was, oh. like, you know,
oh.
to go to
Oh, yeah,
runway.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, but I just feel like, I kind of get the vibe that Tyra's always been fighting for it, and it just took mm-hmm. a long time.
Yeah.
And that she's, like...
And I love that.
Yeah.
And she's very, like, she was blatant about, like, she was, like, if there's anything going on, like, with you, like, eating disorderly to, Victoria...
Yeah, we'll kick you off.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to not.
Like we're going to send you that. Home. And she's like, I'm going to be watching you this week and making sure, like, you're not restricting or anything.
I think that's just really good for everyone to see.
Exactly.
Like that is and not also, something that you, that is, that you want. That you yeah, want to be.
Exactly. And I went in, like, expecting them to, like, put them on diets and, like, have
I did
strict
too. Like,
workout regimens.
The clips that they show on YouTube are such a bad representation of the
Truly.
Show. It really is more heartwarming than it shows.
Oh, completely.
More cheesy, I guess.
Yeah.
But in a sappy, like, in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And I do like how they, in like, they're the ones who influence what they eat and everything.
Yeah. I think sure. interesting to see if it's in the top 10,
oh,
you know?
Completely.
Because, like, I don't really, I mean, I'll just not check it right now, but... But yeah. I'm assuming that it's gaining mass popularity right now. And if it does, the show got canceled like 4 or 5 years ago because...
Which is really kind of shocking in a way.
Yeah, because I feel like it'd be more popular.
Number 9.
Yeah, number 9. Yeah, it's already... It's gonna come back. Like, it's just gonna come back on Netflix.
I would love to see it come back because this is the type of show.
Or a copy
of
Netflix.
This
yeah.
is the type of show
and
we need right now.
Tyra
just
Banks
that
is,
horrible,
is
like,
not done
show.
Being in the spotlight. I feel like...
Completely,
like,
yeah.
I almost
like
feel
the
like...
the bagel video?
Yeah. Like, yes. Like, I almost feel like too soon. And all of Gen Z would love her because she's
Truly.
So positive and good.
I love her.
And I did not really know who she was even
mm-hmm.
until recently. When I yeah. found out what the... Like, I knew of the show. I just didn't really know what it was.
I wasn't expecting to like Tyra Banks so much.
Me
but
neither.
I
and
do.
I feel like everybody in our age group right now would love that show.
I do think so, yeah.
And they only have 2 seasons on right now. So if they yeah. put more and then Netflix just buys the rights to it, like, I think it could be another...
I think they very well will, like, buy the rights to it.
Yeah. And if they just do some adjustments, make it a little more interesting, mm-hmm. a little more Netflix drama, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It could be a success.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to say?
I don't think so. Do you?
No. Lovely. Well, hey, guys. I mean, maybe we'll be back after we watch the next season.
All right,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Season 20.
Maybe this will be a recurring episode. We just talk about every season of...
It could be a series.
For sure.
Instead of
for
a
sure.
podcast, we'll just have one dedicated to America's
Open
Next
to anything. Level. Open to anything.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming, Trinity.
Yeah.
Plug your Instagram if you'd like.
My Instagram is at Trinity Elizabeth. I think that's what it is, right?
Perfect.
Wait, Trinity Elizabeth K.
Perfect.
I think. Yes, it is.
Amazing.
So, please follow me.
Well,
that'd be great. If you want.
Yeah.
Only if you want.
Only if you want. By all means.
Exclusively.
Exclusively, if you
yeah.
want. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. if you enjoyed, come back next week when we'll be talking about something else. Bye.
All right.